Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Hannah Critchlow. This week we contemplate a rather doomsday scenario.
Hi, my name is Martin Harris and I live in Cheltenham. My question is, we rely increasingly on computer networks. If a solar storm or malicious virus hit the network, could our current civilization's dependency on computer networks be damaged irreversibly?
So, could it spell the end of the world as we know it if all computers across the world crashed? Or could it lead to worldwide liberation? First up, what could cause our computers to conk? Listener Evan Stanbury from Australia got in touch with this.
A widespread computer virus could impact our computer networks temporarily, perhaps for hours or days. Geomagnetic storms caused by solar flares can damage the electricity grid and cause widespread blackouts lasting days or even weeks, especially in regions near the poles. High-altitude atomic explosions can cause an electromagnetic pulse that could shut down the electricity grid and fry the electronics in our computers, mobile phones and car ignition systems.
Not invincible then. And computers don't just sit on our desks, as Mike Muller from computers chip design company Arm explains.
There are lots of different types. They're in mobile phones, anti-lock brakes, TVs, traffic lights, railway signalling systems, and maybe the digital radio that you're listening to this on. And they're all joined together by computers in satellites and ones that run the internet.
So, what could the effect of a computer wipeout be? Stuart Coulson from the online security company Sakama said this.
Think about your waking day. No clock radio when you woke up, because that's got microchips in it. No Facebook when you wake up. No hot water from your shower, because your boiler tends to have circuit boards. Your car's ECU, the brain of it, that won't work. So I guess you'll be on your push bike to commute. No traffic signals. When you get to work, there's no security systems. The built-in management system, which controls the heat and light, that would also be off. And then when you sat at your desk, well, what are you going to do anyway? Because there's no computer, there's no internet.
That doesn't sound too bad to me. Any more negative effects, Stuart?
I think my biggest fear, though, would be medical devices. If they were to fail, well, that's loss of life straight away. Critical care patients, they're unlikely to survive. Alarm systems for vulnerable people, they're going to fail.
Plus, there's this.
Hello, my name is Jonathan Bowers. I'm the MD of UK Fast, an internet hosting company. I think the biggest area that would be affected would probably be the financial sector. There'd be no more international trade, same-day payments, things like immediate cash transactions or a stock exchange. We'd have, what you might call a socio-economic breakdown.
Plus, on the forum, listeners got in touch highlighting computer crashes causing mayhem on the roads, transport failures, system shutdown and inevitable food shortages. But Jonathan also adds...
On a lighter note, evenings would be interesting with no more TV and an end to reality TV at last. So in that way, it possibly is a good thing.
Well, with that question digested, we move on to the next one. Jane wrote in with this.
How long does it take for a comet to completely melt away from repeated exposure to the sun? Will there come a time when all the comets are gone from the solar system?
So, since comets are essentially ice turning into vapour whilst orbiting the hot sun, could there be a day when all the comets have dried up and there's none left in the solar system? Send us your thoughts. You can tweet at Naked Scientists. You can write on our Facebook page, email Chris at thenakedscientists.com, or you can join in the live debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
The Naked Scientists Question of the Week, brought to you in association with the How to Wissmann Foundation, supporting science and education from Alpha to Omega.